For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's playoff time and the usual suspects are heading to Vegas for the championship. And our partner BetOnline is your number one source for football odds, stats, trends, and lines. With everything from point spreads to hundreds of bets on everything from the coin toss to the color of Gatorade, BetOnline is your number one source for your championship wagering. Head to BetOnline and join today to get into all the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Foundational class, being that it was your first one, we laid the foundation of this home that we're trying to build with success. And even in that first foundational class, we didn't see everybody. There's some guys that we actually, you know, redshirted that got bigger, faster, stronger. And then now I look at this class right here as we framing the house.
Yes.
We're putting drywall up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because we still stay on that foundation from last year.
Yes.
And I love, no one has really seen it, but I really think this class is taking on your image and your personality as well.
I heard it before. Somebody else said that to me the other day, no doubt. So we got some guys in the red shirt that are going to be really good football players. You talk about Stanley Cook.
Yes.
Nobody know about this this big kid that can play D-line. It's going to be a great addition to the defensive line. The Frerichs, right? Big offensive line.
Yes.
They had the red shirt last year. And then the thing that I'm excited about, we got a lot of players coming back. You know, like, people don't really realize we got so many players to add back to the equation.
The most experienced team in the conference.
Yeah, right. You know, you talk about, I can say that people, you know, they're going to ask me about the specialists. We got specialists coming back. G-Baby, you know, coming back. Matt Noll, Bill, a pleasant surprise. You know, there's just so many good football players coming back. So when we're able to add a class like this, and then, like I said, mix it in with the guys that we had last year, I challenge the coaches. I really challenge the coaches because anytime you have this many good football players, we got 96 kids on campus right now.
Wow.
You know, we got 96 kids on campus right now. So it's on us as coaches to get this thing right and get us where we want to be.
How many media guys do you have coming in with this class? High school early enrollees, I should say.
I'm going to say five.
Which I have to state that very unusual for an HBCU program as well as for an FCS program.
Well, it goes back to what I said. That's why my vision, you know, I look at the Power Five. Those guys are done after that first Sunday.
Yes.
And that was a blueprint I kind of carried this year. I want us to be able to be done after that first Sunday. So January kind of looks like this for us, developing all these players we talked about. We're able to focus on hope. And then I want to do it again next year. We're chasing 25, so right now.
We're solved.
Oh, yeah. We're chasing 25. So we got a plan. You know, my guy, you know, my right hand man, Coach O, you know, he lays out the blueprint and we go with it. You know, I can't say no great things about that guy. But we wanted to follow the kind of that outline blueprint that we done at the mid year, develop our guys that's on campus in January and go chase them 25.
I want to say this too, Coach. I have to give kudos to you and the staff because not many FCS programs, especially when you're coming after your first season, when you talk about first time head coach going to your second year, which I think top five classes in two consecutive years.
Yeah.
Forget HBCU, you're not seeing that consistently on the FCS level, and you've done that.
Yeah.
Following up on the 7-4 season. So my thing, we know the goal is to go to the Celebration Bowl to win it next year. But outside of that, what growth do you want to see from year one to year two?
Just continue to do the better the previous year. That's what I'm all about. I wanted this class to be better than last year. We talked about 7-4 last year. I had bigger expectations.
We did too.
You know, my football team did as well. Those coaches did. You know, and so that's why we're so ready for this season to go out and show, you know, about the players we talked about coming back. These are two of the players from this class, the last class. Yeah, we got some new coaches. You know, they'll be talking about this one in the next couple of weeks as well. You know, I have some coaches. I've been excited to hear. You just said,
that's the new landscape of college football.
It is, you know. Let me say this on that. I understand that because that lets us know what Jackson State was doing.
That's right.
When other people are coming to get your coach, that lets me know that I've chosen the right coaches. You know, and they did a great job for us. You talked about us going 7-4. My expectations were higher than that. That's why we're looking forward to this year. We're going to get this new coach in here. Get these new players in here. Get the chemistry right. Get us back together. We're going to go after the preseason.
Yeah. I talk about that with the guy. Man, that's impressive for a freshman coach. I mean, we have three more coaches from that staff. It's good. It's coming in. That's an opportunity. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Well, it's like I'm telling people, when people always ask me last year, you know, when I took my head coaching job at Jackson State, you know, are you ready? Are you excited? I've been planning for this the whole time. You know, I have a list of guys, coaches that I have relationships with, because I know coaches don't last in state forever, you know, so I have to have, you know, the main thing when you're bringing these new coaches in is make sure that the players are leaving. You know, I can't say one of the names right now because we're going to be here in the next couple of weeks, but I had players come up to me and told me, that, Coach, you made a great decision. This is on yesterday. You know, we love him. You know, we love previous coach, but we love this guy too. You know, and that, you know, I, as their leader, they look really flat. You know, I know I'm doing things the right way.
Let me ask you another question. Is there a specific maybe a position group that you feel like, if you feel like you address some needs as a kid, maybe opportunities that you still
think about? Great question, man. It's the linebacker position.
As you said, yeah.
It's the linebacker position. You know, Stephens and Harrington did a great job for us, but, you know, we lost those two guys. Got Noah's coming back this year. Able to hit on a transfer this year. Got another couple guys on campus that you can't necessarily speak about right now. We got some guys that they can go. You know, they can go. But and that's why another reason, too, when you're talking about this class, you always say the two scholarships are with. Because you know that portal is going to light up again right here.
All the time.
Right here towards the end of the spring. So we got to be ready. But I can't answer your question tonight. You know, we got to get better there, you know, and continue to recruit that position. But you know, this is a physical game, especially at that position. So, you know, we want to add a few more pieces of that.
Do you feel like this is a passive challenge to your staff?
I do. He loves Jackson State. You know, he loves Jackson State. I wanted to bring in a toast to have some energy. you know, and he's going to be a energy guy. You know, the things he's going to be discussing and the things he's been talking to and talking about, the things that already, you know, since he's been in the field, it was like he was already here. You know, kind of like some of these media players that came in, Vince felt like a guy who was already part of the staff. Yeah, I'm big on chemistry for my staff there. You know, I want everybody to get along with you. I think that's going to play out for productive football. And, you know, day one, he brought the energy to the players. Players fought for him. And, you know, he's a great X's and O's guy. You know, you think about what he did in Luke Jewelville as a DC. You know, he did a great job. They're taking some off the state titles. I mean, we're excited about this. And he's probably going to get better on this level.
It goes back to what I was saying, Corey, with the time. You know, we had time. We wanted to get some bigger bodies on both sides of the football, the O-line and D-line. And, you know, bolster that defense. You know, we the injury bug kind of caught up with us on last year. So we had to get more size in there, get some more depth. Man, we signed some dynamite defensive back players. You know, those two kids from Georgia State that can play the game. Sadiq, you know, came from Jonesville. We're talking about a 6'3 corner that can really go, you know, that's on campus right now. But I have to say the trenches was the biggest focus. Anytime you continue to add depth on the trench side, and not just right now, guys, too. That's why you've seen the high school kids that we signed. You know, we had to get some guys that we can grow in our program as well, and that's what I'm big on. You know, last year was a heavy transfer class for us. So this year we wanted to really get into those high schools, and the junior college kids we recruited got two seasons left, some with three. Even some of the transfers, some got 3 years left. So that's what we wanted to get with this class.
We're pretty much all out here.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. We appreciate everybody for tuning in. This is a challenging thing. There's a lot of people here excited about the Jackson State 2024 signing times.
One thing I wanted to touch on too, Coach, is I mentioned it to you after the first class, but we touched on this morning when the guys were actually coming in. Speak to the local flavor that we have, you know, with all these Metro Jackson kids coming in, because I personally feel like we got a lot of TC Taylors in this class.
Yeah.
I feel like we got a lot of Coach O's in this class. Mm-hmm. I feel like we got a lot of Javancy Jones in this class. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm going? It's like it's Jackson State through and through. I said a while ago that I feel under your tutelage and your guidance, this team is going to have a WC going feel to it, and you're doing it from the first class to now. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, and that's why, again, get your damn tickets, because, again, we got the local club coming in here, and that's going to get more butts in the seats. And again, we went 7-4. We expect better than that. I know you do. I tell everybody, you ain't even the best version of what you're going to be here. You know what I'm saying? You still seasoned. You know what I'm saying? TC, and I told y'all, TC stand for the coach. You know what I'm saying?
But now, to touch on that real quick, man, I'm big on my in-state kids. For one, a lot of these kids that we recruited that from the state of Mississippi grew up watching Jackson State football. So they know. I mean, their parents went to Jackson State, so they know what it's all about, you know, the responsibility going out there each and every Saturday and putting a good product on the field. And let's be honest, we can play some football in the state of Mississippi. You know, it's a lot of good football players. You talked about both our quarterbacks are right here local, with Zy McDonald and Jacobian Morgan, with Jacobian going to Kenton, Zy Rick from Richmond. And you know, those guys went off and, you know, tested the waters at other programs, but, you know, it was time for me to bring those guys home. You know, Nate Blunt, a mid-year high school enrollee from right there at Brandon, a three-star running back, you know, that we were able to hit on. I mean, and those people, those kids know what Jackson State football is all about in the brand. So when they hit the field day one, they're going to bring it. You know, they've been bringing it every day. So I'm excited about it. Richard Mays was another kid in this class. Watch out for that kid. I'm serious. Like a big receiver. He's big time. He got big speed. And right there originally, huh? You know, that's Zy McDonald's quarterback. They played the same year, came out the same year. So and I can go on. There's so many of them, you know, that we got right here from this, the area. Courtney Lyle, the big offensive lineman from Southwest. You know, he's right here from the city of Jackson, Provine High School. So those guys get it. He grew up watching Jackson State football. So that's what I'm all about, you know. And I know what it meant to me when I grew up watching Jackson State football. You know, so I'm excited about that.
And when you talk about local recruiters, talk about the importance of going to some of these local schools that are here.
Yeah, no doubt. And one name I hadn't called out, you know, that played good, pretty good for us last year was Isaiah Spencer.
Yes.
You know, you talked about Madison Central. You know, previously we hadn't been able to hit on kids out of there, you know, to get an Isaiah Spencer, you know, Braxton Borney. You know, Braxton Borney was another red shirt from last year. You know, BJ Washington. Wow, about what he did last year if he don't get hurt.
Yeah.
But, you know, you. When you're able to do that and they, these coaches see these kids on your roster from the Brandons, Madison Central, Clintons, all these programs, they're going to help us get these kids in there. You know, it's our responsibility. Now we started something, we got to continue that, you know, and go in there and get these football players. I don't like to see these kids that's right here in the city of Jackson go somewhere else and be great. You know, I don't care who recruited them. I tell coaches that all the time, like, I don't care, for, you know, because we got just as much shot. This is home to them,
right.
You know, and they know what these games look like on the weekend. So let's go out here and get them. And then, you know, they understand what Mississippi football is all about. And, you know, that's why I love these Mississippi kids because they tough. You know, no knock to these other places, but they're some tough guys.
I mean, when you look at the, we just saw on Twitter recently, they talked about the top recruits per capita over the
That's right.
Like I said, that's no disrespect to the Floridas and the Texas and all the Georgias and the big
great football players there. Yeah.
The Mississippi kids, man, Zoe has been saying this for 2 years. The 24 to 25 class is going to consist of several top tier talent out of the state of Mississippi. So not only are we, you know, really in 24, I know 25 is going to be just as exciting.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, that's important. But to your point, I'm excited because it is a good thing. We talked about that the other day. Having a team from Brandon, Pearl, Germantown, Ridgely,
yes. And they're knocking the door down right now, trying to get in there. And I'm talking about the ones, not only the ones we're signing, we're going to have a great group of preferred walk-ons, you know, coming from these schools that's going to be good football players, going to help us out on special teams as well, you know. So that's what it's all about, getting them in here and getting them developed, you know, because I challenge the coaches, too, also to going into this spring, like, let's get one drafted. You know what I mean? Let's develop somebody. Let's get somebody drafted right now. And it's on us as coaches.
We're going to get a couple of ones. We're just going to turn them loose.
Turn them loose. You're right.
We appreciate you, man.
Anytime. Hey, I kind of want to stay here, man. I'm seeing all these people. I see all these people. I wish I could get to the ride right now. But no, love, man. Anytime y'all guys leave me on, man, I always told y'all, all love what y'all do. Y'all always around the program. They always welcome and appreciate y'all. Y'all don't know, like, that go a long way, man.
We're going to let those TC get back to it. Give us a second. We'll be back with you in about a few minutes.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, everybody, we're back, man. We appreciate Coach T.C. Taylor for sitting down with us. Look, we do want to apologize, man. I'm telling y'all, it is unbelievably loud. We've asked them to disconnect speakers and turn down. We didn't try our best, man.
Well, we're at the M-Bar. I think most of you have been to the M-Bar, and you know what how loud it is for people and music. So, and we've unplugged speakers and everything. So,
hey, go ahead and do a sound check. Let them know.
Yeah, talk to the viewers.
Why do they keep doing the thumbs up?
Now, Corey, if you do a thumbs up, it's going to make the thumb up.
Okay, I got
it. Hey, let us know if you're here. Test is good. What's the deal? Every time I do a thumbs up, it freezes the screen. So it's not
playing. Thumb back.
Do a perfect sign.
So you mean if I lift my thumb? I didn't.
That's cute. But anyway, man, let's get into the signing day period, man. We'll be on for a couple more minutes, man. And we'll touch on it. We're going to get back to the festivities. Hey, what they say? Can they hear us? Can y'all hear us?
How we sound?
Say the thing, man. Can you guys hear us out there, man? We'll still be live tonight at 9 p.m. We're still going to go live after the event.
Once we finish up this, we'll shut it down, and then we'll still have our live stream.
That's how we're good.
Are we good? Okay, good deal. So, man, I'm just seeing that little bubble, bro. This might be a thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I found the other thing. You got to make sure you put the thumb down.
Huh? I think that's anyway.
I know that,
brother. The big sign of the day, man, was Mike Smith.
Yes, sir.
That's the one recruit that we were looking forward to getting in. We pretty much had our signing day pretty much done. Early signing period was really aggressive for us. We didn't get somebody that we thought we were going to get, and we wound up taking the JUCO route, which is okay. Got a confirmation on a couple of other players that we didn't speak of. So if they're not on this list, we can't really touch on them, and we just kind of follow the lead of the university. But a really good, strong signing day. I know when we was looking at the recruiting rankings and stuff like that, I think Bethune took the lead on us for the day. But here's the thing. The biggest thing is when you go and look at 247 Sports, our signing class, they still have Nate Blunt, who's a three-star running back out of Brandon. They still got him on ULM. And then they also still haven't had Mike Smith. So you add those two three-stars, maybe it goes give or take at the end of the day. I think they had to get a little bit more than we did. I mean, our roster is pretty solid. But for us to kind of, bolster it, I think now you round that off with some additional talent, and then you speak to what TC said. All we now we got to go do is tighten up that linebacker game. Other than that, the roster be set.
But I think for the most part, our roster was set. What we were adding was, a little addition to what we had, as opposed to Bethune Cookman kind of start. Not to take anything away from what they did. I mean, kudos to them. Great job. Yeah, great job. But, at the end of the day, the roster for the most part was pretty set. We did have a few extra scholarships become available as players hit the portal and things like that. But this roster for the most part is set. And I do expect them to continue to add a couple more as well throughout the spring and the summer.
Man, I'm very excited about this player. It's a good mixture we spoke on the local talent. But man, we hit some home runs, man. Nate Blunt is a high-ranking D1 running back. I believe he can actually start in line. Look at what we did in the trenches. What we did, quarterback, got less. So we got taller with all the DBs. We got taller, we got faster. There's a game plan to the recruiting for what exactly it is that we want to do from an offensive standpoint and a defensive standpoint. And that's the most exciting thing about it. Bear in mind, we cannot lose sight. But this is the first year coach that went 7-4. We easily could have, in my estimation, been 9-2. And a first year coach with an overall roster. And you follow that up with the number one HBCU class, the number two ranked class in the country. You follow that up with a 7-4 season, and then you go get top five again.
Yeah, that's strong. Very strong. I mean, even when you look at, so let's delve into a couple of the recruits real quick. Mike Smith, 5'10", 170. You're looking at an athlete out of Trotwood, Ohio. The special thing about Mike Smith, first cousin, Dallas Daniels. Shout out to Dallas Daniels, man. It was Jackson State. I guess you would say he had a legendary year, man. Should have been in the NFL, but if not the UFL or something, right? But he talks about Coach Morton. He says that he's a three-star speedster, slasher who can stretch the defenses with speed and elusiveness, and to elude tackles in space. Runs instant acceleration and glide and stride. Right quick feet, fluid turnover and running, natural ball catcher, above average potential in kick punt return. So what that tells you is they're going to use him on offense. Notice
that's what
I want. Brandon Morton was the one that was recruiting him, so he played both sides of the ball, played some safety, DB. I know they listed him as a DB on the football page, but I mean, the coach is going to play him on the offensive side of the ball. He's a weapon.
And got to mention, he comes from a dominant football program in Trotwood. Same school that actually brought out, we're talking about Troy Smith, which is my return guy from Ohio State to play for a long, long time.
Ted Ginn. Kobe Borkins signed early. He already signed.
Ted Ginn Jr., Troy Smith. I mean, that's a dominant football program, kind of like a Madison Central or South Panola for us. Very, very dominant program.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was definitely wondering where he would play because, I mean, he's all over the field. So, if he – man, that offense is going to be loaded if you're talking –
hey, man.
Especially when you're talking about this wide receiver.
See if all the lights work on the scoreboard. We got to score some points, man. I mean, if you look at us last year, we had several times in games where we had low, we lost on offense. We couldn't score points, man. We couldn't – And it looks like one of the things Coach CC said when he was talking to the JSU fan base and the crowd that was here was that we got faster, we got stronger, you know what I mean? We got quicker. The talent in the room got better. So that's all you can really do. 7-4 with the potential to easily could have went 9-2, give or take. But we were 7-14. You look at what he's brought here. You can definitely see the toughness, speed on the D-line. Even though we got bigger on the D-line, we actually got more speed. Now, like I said, with the exception of the linebacker room, which we know that they're going to address that, we talked about him adding Javancy. Matter of fact, Javancy and I even talked about it. He was like, man, we got to get bodies in the room, right? So, at the end of the day, you look at the talent, how they overall built it, and you can tell they definitely had a specific thing in mind, and that was to get faster, stronger, quicker, and tougher on both sides of the ball. I think they accomplished it. Next up, Sadiq Thompson. Big 6'3", rangy kid. He actually is a mid-year kid on campus right now. We're going to keep moving for some of those. Tony McCray, 3-star out of Lake by way of Georgia State, transfer DB. Big-time DB. All his teammates are raving him. He's going to be projected to be a shutdown corner for us. A great talent. One of my favorite pickups.
Did you say shut down corner? So this next guy.
This next guy coming from Alcorn. Now, this is the thing about our signing class that's unique. Robert McDaniel is not going to hit your 247 recruiting board. But you're talking about an HBCU All-American coming over to us from Alcorn. The kid was he was a baller last year.
By way of Jackson.
Yeah, by way of Jackson.
He went JUCO.
By way of Jackson.
But my point is, projected to play quarterback for us, man.
6'2", 205.
I do know that talking to Coach Terenzo Quinn, he sees Robert McDaniel as a professional quarterback. I like the fact that he speaks highly of him. He likes his skill. He's going to help him get to that next level. We don't know if he'll be on the outside or in the slot, but we'll see. I mean, he plays safety at Alcorn, but he's projected to play cornerback for us.
But the beautiful thing about it is, with that height, we're moving around. You talk about him, and you talk about somebody that we're going to mention later on. It's Sadiq Thompson. You talk about 6'2 or 6'3.
Yep.
Robert talked about being able to play both in the slot, but I think he said he had a conversation with the coaching staff, and they're looking at him as a corner, outside corner.
Outside corner. So if you look at it, if you really look at it on this first page, it really could be 5 DBs. And we're gonna have Mike Smith as an athlete that'll be on the offensive side. The next quarterback that comes up, actually a quarterback / wide receiver out of Low Country, KJ Chisholm. He was a part of the early signing period, but he won't be with the team until summer. But this kid right here, not a star kid. However, you gotta look at the offense. The question will remain is like, why isn't he starting? I mean, when you look at this kid's offense, man, kid got a ton of group of five offers, man, and top tier FCS offers, man.
Hey, that's a starred kid there.
North Carolina.
Offers tell the story.
I don't look at the star rating, I look at the offers. So right. Based on what you said, that's a 3-star.
Also, cousin of Eric Mulligan, Jaheim Hazel. So you know what type of pedigree we're getting. I think it's fun that you got a family member coming in. He get to play one season with Irv since Irv is returning for his last year at Jackson State.
A lot of family members on the team this year.
Like you said, we don't have fans. We got family.
There it is.
Got a lot of family members, man.
Absolutely. Next up, we got Brandon Mitchell. He was part of the
had him on the show.
Period. We had him on Tiger Talk. Jalen Tate. Big time pickup, man. Safety.
Two out of that Georgia State secondary.
Absolutely. Transfer Jalen Tate. Officially signed. Coming in as a mid-year safety. 6'1", 198. Add to that safety room, man. I mean, I know we got a crowded safety room, and it's going to be a very competitive battle for playing time, man. With B.J. Washington getting healthy, who was a ball hawk for us. We know he's going to go to the field. Isaiah Guthrie, Keydrain Callaghan. We got a ton of safeties. A.J. Petty, a lot of safeties in the program, but the coaches have decided. We're not trying to get beat over the top no more, man. We think a lot of the talent around the conference has gotten better. So the coaches feel like as long as we got good DB play, we're gonna be pretty good in that area.
Yeah. That is open trenches. I mean, our biggest issue was to take a level of protection. We break the fight that, man. It's all systems go.
Let's get to this next guy. I know I'm excited about him.
Oh my goodness.
Ken's excited about it. Seeing him in person. Well, first of all, I seen him on Instagram and then seeing him in person.
I question that weight right there, bro. So next man up, Joshua Nobles, man, defensive end. So for everybody that's been asking about edge. Let me tell y'all something, man. This kid's grown man. I saw him today walking around campus. I'm talking about a grown man. I know we lost Antonio Doyle to the portal. We still got Phillip Webb, four-star. We still got Athan Smith, four-star. We're projecting to see Braxton Barney. A year in the program, bro. Seeing Braxton Barney. Shout out to Coach B, by the way. Filling out, man. Look like a grown man now. So you can definitely expect to see Braxton Barney hit the edge. But this young man right here, I'm just going off the look alone. Mm-hmm. The look alone, though.
He looks the part. He jumps out at you.
Three-star kid. Transfer to us from Western Michigan. I think he's going to be a monster for us on defense.
And the point that I made earlier, I'm going to go ahead and tell Tiger Nation. In JSU's history, every single player that we've ever gotten from the state of Michigan is a dog.
We never had a bus from the state of Michigan. Wow.
Shout out to the state.
Never had a bus.
Michigan just won the state championship.
That's a good point. I mean, some big time names, too, if you just go down the line. I mean, wow.
Another big time pickup, Tamon Wells, man. I like this kid a lot, man. He's solid. Already on campus.
Valedictorian of his high school class 2 years ago.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Absolutely, man. So now let's go to, here we go. Next up, who this is?
That's Bowie.
Darius Bowie. There he is. Darius Bowie. We talked about him, mid-year kid, already on campus. Jaden Ward. Finally, somebody we got a linebacker on the board.
We were worried about it.
A little worried. We knew we had him. We knew he committed, but Jaden Ward signed and transferred from Northwestern State. Excited to get this linebacker. Projects to be our Mike linebacker. In my opinion, play middle linebacker for us, for Northwestern State. And the cool thing about Jaden Ward, NCAA has granted all Northwestern State players an extra year eligibility. Due to the tragedy that occurred for them last season.
They shut down their season.
So, but he'll be with us in the summer. Looking forward to him joining the team. But that's a linebacker that I was excited about. That was one of the linebackers' corners I was looking forward to early. So I'm like, what the heck, man? He goes, you know, so excited about that, man. And happy that he's in the fold as of today.
Courtney Lyles, local kid. Originally from Provine.
Yep.
When they went to South. Well, offensive lineman, 6'5", 315.
Y'all pardon the Keith Sweat in the background. We're gonna get through this list and then we're gonna shut it down.
It's at the M bar, you know. That's how I roll. That's how we roll at the M bar.
Hey, but we got Courtney Lyles, local offensive lineman, Isaiah Villanueva, transfer from North Texas.
Excited about him.
Devin Love. Also, we talked about him early signing on campus. Tiki Davis, Louisville, Texas, shout out. We had Antonio Ross' commitment today live on Tiger Talk earlier today.
Hey, man, put that kid right there beside Quay Davis, man.
It's a big boy right there, man.
Hey, man, it's two parts of Mount Rushmore right there, dog.
It is.
He's on the green.
And then two, one other player that they don't have us listed for right now.
Van Williams,
not accounted for in 247.
Another
players that's not even accounted for in our recruiting class, but it's all good. Last player we're going to talk about today, he also signed today as well. Mason Bart, big kid, man. Good play, 6'6", 315. Projects to be our future left or right tackle. I mean, you never know. He could get some of that Quay Davis treatment. You never can tell, man. But he's a big kid, man, coming to us from West Memphis, Arkansas. And that's pretty much what we can discuss as of right now. This ain't everybody, but this is what they had.
And what's official?
Officially, if they wanted to discuss. Some stuff we got to kind of iron out.
We got Kobe Paul in the building. We got Jalen Hughes in the building. We got K5 in the building.
That's the big two players going to step around and chop it up with us. What's happening, sis? What's going on, man?
Oh, you want to come brag? Jesse,
here. I didn't see him. We got Austin in the building.
Jesse, by the way, man. We're gonna shoot
out. He want to come brag?
I didn't see
him. We got Coach. Was it Coach Paul? K 5. We're gonna bring some players up here. Hey, you and that dog. I never think.
So you gotta keep that dog.
Where the rings reside. We got 15 QB1.
Check it out right there. That's
left. We got James behind the lens.
That's so they can see it, man.
Come on now.
Hey, we're going to go get another one, man. We're going to get one for... This is the one that's cool. This one that popped off? Let's see, y'all, man. What y'all think about this side of things, man?
I mean, I ain't got too much to say. I just want to let Tiger Nation know that we working, and you know,
yeah,
we working. We gonna put a show on for y'all. Say it again.
Put it up a little closer.
Okay, yeah, I just want to let Tiger Nation know that we working. And we got a show coming for y'all in the fall.
We do.
To chase some Missouri, you know. It's a wise words from Kobe Paul.
Hey, man, what I got to say is, man, y'all be ready. That's all I got to say. It's going to be like gumbo, man, different pieces all in the pot, man. Be ready, man, for real.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
QB1.
Yeah.
Talk about Coach Beef, man. What are you doing to y'all right now?
I mean, he's
we working. Chill, Coach.
Yes, it is. Y'all love, man. Appreciate y'all pulling up. We're going to shut this thing down, man. Appreciate it, man. Y'all see these Tigers in here, man.
Tiger Nation, we love y'all, man. Had to come say hello.
All right. I'll see y'all in a minute, man.
Man, you never know what to expect on Tiger Talk when we go live.
Absolutely. Never know. We're going to go live again. We're going to have a short show tonight, y'all. I expect it to be on all night.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long
fun day.
Man, we've been working hard, man. Shout out to everybody. Let me go ahead and throw this up real quick while y'all watching. Listen, it takes a lot to do what we do. If you'd like to donate to the platform, man, on PayPal, send us a donation, man. A lot of work going in this, a lot of travel. Y'all know I'm coming all the way from the West Coast to home. So I'm coming from the A, tour coming from Florida and back and forth, Florida, Mississippi. And it's all love, man. It's labor love. We love what we do, and we're looking to do even more so this year. Next up, we got coming up is the Legacy Bowl, man.
Sir.
We got 5 JSU Tigers for the Legacy Bowl. We got Isaac Peppers. We got DJ Stevens, we got Jaheim Hazel, we got John Huggins, and we got Deontay Gray. I almost forgot. And then we got the Boom performer.
Sure.
Stay tuned, because we got a special announcement coming to the world.
Probably.
It's going to be tomorrow, you think? Big news coming tomorrow from Jackson State, man. Just know it's gonna break the internet when they tell us. We're doing big things, man. But as you can see, man, that's what we told everybody today, man. Welcome to 1400 JR Lynch Street.
Hey, everybody asking, man.
You see the Gordon
today, man. Rest in peace for today.
There it is, bro. Shout out to the 1400 Club, man. Signed to the 1400 Club. All those included. Appreciate all the supporters of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. And what else are we working on?
It's so much, man. We got to get back to these player interviews. There's a lot of signees that we haven't interviewed, so that'll be coming. We have some new coaches, obviously Coach Javancy Jones and a new offensive lineman coach that should be named.
Yeah, I was just about to put that thumb down.
Oh, man, what's up with that thumb? But, yeah, so we'll be bringing on all these coaches as well on Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, though. So stay tuned.
Can't wait to interview the offensive line coach, bro.
Woo. He's here right now.
He's here now. But we can't interview him yet.
Larry Evans.
New offensive line coach, new wide receiver coach coming in the fold.
New passer game coordinator.
So coach is doing some big time stuff, man. ASVP.
Hey, you gotta already know about Javancy Jones, new coach, as well as helping with the outside linebacker.
A big shout out to the hardest working man in Jackson State.
What's happening? What's good? What's up? What's up?
Shout out to everybody, man.
Photo shoot.
Y'all good?
Are we good, man? They keeping you busy, bro? I'm busting.
I've been up since 5 this morning.
Go ahead and say it, man.
We need your
team in all.
In the nation. Now, we're going to claim that in the nation. I got to. That's the mentality we got to have. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, man.
Going into 2024, we definitely got to do that.
Not on YouTube. Not on YouTube. It's all love, man. But listen, man, we're not gonna hold you guys up much longer. We're going to get ready to shut this thing down. We appreciate all the support. Like I said, if you want to donate to the platform, hit that Cash App, hit that PayPal, support the platform. We're going to keep this thing going. We're going to go mix it up a little bit more before we get up out of here, man, and try to network a little bit more and before we get ready to close it out. That's all I got, y'all. Anything else? Peace out, everybody.
Be our love.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.